Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Let's give a shout out to our favorite mobile game, Best Fiends. That's friends without the R. It's a mobile game with an epic story and challenging puzzles that engage your brain. Each level requires strategy and you get to collect tons of super cute characters. Best Fiends is a 5-star rated mobile puzzle game on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Download free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. And you don't have to be a hardcore gamer to enjoy Best Fiends. Anyone can play it. I can attest to that. I am terrible at games and I am on level 339. Best Fiends is so good that it has 100 million downloads globally. There's new levels every single month, and it's a great game for when you can travel, when you're on a plane, on the subway, on a boat, in the club. Also can attest to that. Have played it at all those places. Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Best Fiends is a 5-star rated mobile puzzle game on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Download free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Sometimes an on-screen romance can lead to an off-screen showmance.
How romantic.
Join former Glee stars and best friends Kevin McHale and Jenna Ushkowitz as they interview other dynamic duos and share stories about the highs and lows of friendship.
She's my best friend. I love you.
Right here on Showmance with Kevin and Jenna.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
I hate you. Thanksgiving is done, Jenna.
Welcome to... I don't know why that just came out of me. I wanted to be like... Welcome to Showmance.
Ho, ho, ho.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. I will not let go of Thanksgiving. It's not over.
No, Jenna, as soon as December 1st hits, you put on All I Want for Christmas.
No, you know what happens.
Is you at the end of that title?
Is you.
All I Want for Christmas is you? Is that the full title?
Yes.
Okay.
I honestly... How was your Thanksgiving, Kevin?
It was good. Yeah, it was yours.
Good. It was good.
Yeah.
I love Thanksgiving.
I'm sad it's over.
I'm full.
I feel like it's...
Always full.
I also get a little anxious this time of year because, like, the year's done.
Yeah, I mean, you go from summer straight to Halloween, straight to Thanksgiving, straight to Christmas, straight to New Year's.
Yeah.
Blech.
It's over. It's all over.
It's all downhill
2020
from
is
here.
Like, 2020 has arrived.
2020 is going to be a great year, Kevin.
If you don't know anything about L.A., or the entertainment business, also everything just shuts down. So basically, there's nothing to do. Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, this is a very exciting episode.
This is a special episode. We basically just got on here to...
Well, we promised everybody that we would do this if we got 3 million listens. Downloads.
We have far surpassed that now.
Yeah. But also, the significant others are here.
Yes. I brought Austin, my boyfriend.
And I brought David, my boyfriend.
He's not your fiancé?
Not yet, babe.
I just, you know... Everyone was asking me when you guys
went to Italy. They either thought we were getting engaged or on our honeymoon.
Justin won't let it go. He's like, man, it's a missed opportunity. He's like, you go to the Amalfi Coast and
It would have been lovely, actually, because it was such a fantastic trip.
Yeah, but you guys are going to travel all the time.
But, like, also, it has to be right. Like, the moment has to be right. And clearly, it wasn't right for him at that very moment. We talked about it, like, a handful of times on the trip, too. I'd be like, everybody thought we were getting engaged.
Hint, hint.
Anyway, moving on.
We can ask him about it.
We will talk about it after we get engaged.
Okay.
I'm very excited about this episode. We have, like, it's going to be great. And y'all get to see into our lives a little bit more. But.
This will be fun. I'm nervous. I'm nervous for Austin.
I'm not nervous for David. David's never nervous.
I'm nervous for Austin.
I have to go back to this Christmas Thanksgiving thing for one second.
Yeah?
Here's the thing. I'm really excited for a Christmas episode. It's going to be great. But my brother, who listens to Showmance,
he's our number one fan.
Yes. The day after Thanksgiving, the day after Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
That's what he does the next day.
I think that's the cutoff or the start date. I think you got to get through through Thanksgiving.
I guess it's fair because there's
then
people who
put a full month
like before Thanksgiving, which is a
rude
cardinal no-no.
No, you don't do that. I hate that.
Ugh. How dare you tarnish and just step all over Thanksgiving like
that. You should be grateful. You have to be grateful.
Yeah. One thing at a time.
Be grateful.
Oh, yeah, Jenna. Are you going to hit me?
No, do you want me to?
Maybe.
Anyway. Anyway, I guess, yeah, I guess the day after
No,
the
day after
acceptable.
Is fine.
It still upsets me a
just
little. It hurts
before.
My soul.
Also,
just
I'm just, like, tired the day after. Your body's recuperating.
Your body is...
You're still digesting?
No, I'm rolling the next day.
Yeah. Does your brother, like, get on the roof and put lights up there
No,
stuff?
He doesn't get that involved, but he does have, like, the big inflatable ones. He's got, like, the Star
Inflatables.
Wars ones.
Inflatables?
Yeah, in the front.
Oh, no.
Kevin, they live on Long Island.
We got it.
Inflatables are a thing.
Oh, no.
Can I share something with
you? No, I like a classy Christmas decoration.
He does a good job, though. They have the rows of lights down their driveway.
That's nice.
And he switches them into the little Christmas-looking ones with the colors. It's very cute.
What do you mean?
You know, like the hanging
Oh, they
Christmas
always have lights.
Lights? Yes, they
okay,
always have
it,
lights.
Got it,
and
got
then
it.
He replaces them with the cute
Wait,
little Christmas lights.
What color lights does he do?
I think he does white outside.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody on the island does colored lights and icicle lights.
That's why. Why do people do...
I don't know.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
No.
Take down your icicle lights, people.
Yeah. Or just like pick a theme. I don't need eight colors.
So there's this house. Okay. So when I would go home for Christmas, either when I was in college or, you know, during Glee or whatever, there is this house in Wantagh on Long Island. And it is called the Float House. And this house, I don't know who owns it, but they're famous in my eyes, because you drive to the house, you open the windows. This house is covered in inflatable characters.
No.
To the point that you can't see the lawn or the roof anymore. I'm not
it.
Kidding. They're actually like soldiers next to each other. It's like a polar bear and a penguin and Santa and like elves. And they're all lined up literally next to each other where there's not a missing patch of anything.
No.
And number one is really hurting the environment because running that shit all night is crazy. But number two...
It's tacky as hell.
No, it's not even tacky. It's crazy. But you open the windows on the door in the car and you turn the car off and all you hear is... Because some of the houses on Long Island, like, people go... Like, there's a contest and people go, like, all out and it's... They are actually spectacular, and I'm amazed at it. But, like, this guy, I don't know if he thinks it's funny or if she thinks it's funny or if it's, like, a thing or whatever. But every year, there's more and more.
No.
And I want to go try and find it.
I don't ever want to see it.
I'm going to go find it and take a photo for you. Now there's social media, so I can share it. People
okay,
can
fine.
Actually see. I'm going to go find
I'll see it from afar.
David and I will take a trip to go try and find this,
okay,
even
good.
Though I have no sense of direction whatsoever.
That's true, but David's great.
It. Yeah, he will. But he doesn't know where it was. My brother might be able to find it.
Yeah.
I think my niece would get a kick out of it.
Aww.
She'd be like, what's with these crazy people? Before we get to David and Austin, let's give a shout out to Today Tix. We love Today Tix. Today Tix produced our first live show in New York this summer. And this holiday season, I hope to make new memories by seeing a show with my friends and family. And that's where the Today Tix app comes in. I've gotten to see a lot of great shows, more than I normally would, because of how quick and easy the Today Tix app makes it to get tickets. They have amazing prices to some of the best theater I have ever seen. So what is Today Tix? It's the place to get the best prices on theater tickets. Whether you're into musicals, plays, comedy, dance, or anything else, download the app or visit todaytix.com to find out a show you want to see. There are so many on there. So buy something meaningful, whether you're giving theater tickets as a gift or taking a break from the busy season to enjoy a show yourself, the experience is something you would never even consider returning, like a gift. I love Today Tix. I downloaded it when it first came out years ago, and this is the place to go. This is the new spot for discount tickets. It's so easy. You meet somebody in the front of the theater. They give you your tickets after you purchase them online. And let me tell you, I have literally seen so many shows thanks to Today Tix. My favorite was Come From Away. So start a new tradition and make memories that will last forever by seeing a show with your friends or family during the holiday season. I think I'm going to make it my new tradition. And I think maybe I'll take Kevin McHale with me to see The Inheritance that we're both involved involved in, or Jagged Little Pill, or Beetlejuice. This holiday season, gift an experience your loved ones will remember forever and steal the show doing it. Go to todaytix.com/showmans and use code SHOWMANS to get $10 off your first Today Tix purchase. That's todaytix, TIX.com/showmans. Code SHOWMANS for $10 off your first ticket purchase. todaytix.com/showmans.
Let's get to the boys.
Whoa. We're just skipping to it.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it's time.
Let's get to them.
I'm scared. Let's do it.
To our boys.
Hey, guys. It's Kelty Knight from the Lady Gang Podcast. If you're into getting a very sassy, sexual, beautiful, inspiring, funny, oftentimes embarrassing, slightly anal podcast in your repertoire, subscribe to us, Lady Gang, on Podcast One, the Podcast One app. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Now back to Showmans with Kevin and Jenna.
Okay, we've got Austin and David because you guys begged for it.
Wait, is this actually happening?
Yes.
We begged so
Austin,
hard.
Are you so nervous?
I've never seen Austin like this nervous.
My palms started to sweat. I really didn't. I was just doing things to like, yeah, this is going to happen.
It's just us. There's literally no difference. It's just there's a mic. And we can look. We can cut out anything you end up not liking.
No.
Oh, no, we're not cutting
we're
anything
leave it
out.
All in. Yeah. Now.
What about cursing? Should we just really try not to do it?
Austin, you listen to the podcast. You know what happens.
Yeah, but Austin, it's not like you guys are like the way that Kevin talks in person. It's like F this, F that.
Yeah, right. He censors himself.
I do. I try to say the F word. Sometimes we use a damn or sh.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But if you need, sometimes you just gotta say.
If the moment moves you.
Yeah, and then we can bleep it out. That's fine. Don't feel restricted in this. Okay. You guys need to feel comfortable.
I want you to feel
this
like
going
you can,
down.
You can fly.
David, we're doing this together, okay?
I want excited. You to feel like you
been
can
waiting
fly.
For this.
I also think
I
this is a really
yeah.
good moment for David and Austin's friendship.
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely.
I was thinking about that, yeah. No, I was. I was thinking about yes. that because we don't. Know each other like extensively. We've gone to dinner 5 times.
That's
and
true.
That's,
probably
yeah.
less.
We have a budding.
Yeah. But David, I like
it's
you.
Very
I like
generous.
You too,
I'm excited to get to know you.
Me too.
Wow.
Let's deepen this.
Oh,
friend, man.
I might be turned on.
let's. Get
are they gonna make out?
Let's get deeper. Kids.
That's the game you were telling me we were gonna play. The make out game.
You have to make out.
Here's
with David.
The game. Make out.
I actually once had an idea for a dating app called Deepin.
Oh.
It was all about quality over quantity.
How do you spell it?
D-E-E-P, then capital N.
Oh, my God.
Deepin. It sounds a little sexual.
Deepin.
It sounds a lot sexual.
But it's all about quality over quantity. You don't even see pictures. It's just pure content.
Blind dates.
Because you're trying to deepen the connection.
Steve.
Steve is so animated right now. Okay.
So thank you guys for
being here.
Yes.
Thanks for having us. Are you nervous? We're not nervous.
No.
Well Austin
you're not
nervous.
So here's the thing.
Being himself.
I can't be held accountable for anything that's about to come out of my mouth
because
I am nervous.
Are you fangirling right now?
No. Yeah, are you? So,
well,
Austin,
it's also really cold in here. Now I'm shaking.
Okay, don't blame. No, Steve, don't turn it down or up, whatever it is.
Okay.
David, you listen to no podcast, right?
No, I've listened to it all.
Okay.
No, yes.
That's a
every
awesome.
Episode.
Lie.
Twice.
Austin, I haven't listened to every episode.
How many would you say? We have like, what, 20 episodes?
I was about to say 20, but there's no way I've listened to 20.
Okay, so 15, 18?
15, yeah.
And David's listened to 3?
No, all of them, I told you. At least twice.
He's so lying.
He's a good liar.
He is a good liar. That's a bad thing. No, he doesn't lie. To
me.
Neither.
I don't lie.
I just mess around.
As I say to Austin, he's allowed to lie to everybody else, just not to me.
Yeah, I don't care if you lie to everybody. Well, I do care if you lie to everybody.
No, it's fine. Do what you need to do out there.
Don't you dare lie to me.
I'll keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah. We will end your lives. Don't lie to us.
Yeah, don't cross me.
And suddenly it got dark in the room.
Well,
don't cross me.
No. Oh, maybe we are similar.
What do you mean? Who? You and David?
No, you and me. You know, we always say we're sort of like opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, in some respects.
But I think in this respect, in relationship,
we are the ones.
Yeah,
yeah. I think in some ways you guys are different, but I think you guys are also very
similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. I will say, back on the lying thing, I literally just yesterday was like journaling, and I wrote down, like, I need to stop lying to Kevin.
What?
See, you
speak
love more. That.
Like, that was just a single journal entry. Like, I really need to stop
lying.
You just it's said small that
things.
Unprompted.
It's small things. It's small things.
Okay, give Don't us worry. An example.
No.
Yeah.
Like, well, like innocent like white
small
lies.
Small things. Like, I'm fine.
I do that all the time.
Yeah. You know what FINE stands for, right?
Yeah.
Freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional.
Okay, I don't like that.
Yeah, that hit close to home.
My face is sweating.
Yeah, you're red.
It's okay.
We had a guest
who literally looked me in the eyes and stared into my soul and was like, relinquish the control, Jenna. And I was like,
oh.
Yeah. Because I brought the game to that episode, and then she was like...
And I was giving him, like, notes on it or instructions. Oh, she goes, relinquish control. And I was like, oh!
Jenna looked like she got punched in the chest.
Who said this?
Hannah Hart.
Hannah Hart.
Oh, that was great. It was a good one.
Y'all have a good Thanksgiving.
I wanted to open this up for discussion. I also want to hear what people actually think about this, because I think I'm going to get a lot of shit for it.
Go for it.
So Austin and I have never spent a Thanksgiving together.
I was about to say.
This will have been our third Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Well, since being in a relationship.
Yes.
Maybe.
You know, it's third since we've even known each other.
Together.
Oh, okay. All right.
And we've never spent it together because you have a big family to go see in Arizona. Yeah. I have a big old family to go see in Texas. However, the kicker is my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
comes with me every year to Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. And the first year we were together.
That's not weird.
The first year we were together, he did not. Because I was like, that's like, there's no way. Like, that's not fair to Austin. Like, and also, Marco, who's my ex, we're still best friends and have like a very close relationship still. And since last year, and this will have been the second year where Marco has come for Thanksgiving.
But Austin hasn't.
But now I feel like I say this now where what Marco got in the divorce was Thanksgiving.
Mm.
Because
weekends and holidays.
He's also Brazilian, and they don't really celebrate Thanksgiving. And so it's like his one American sort of holiday.
Yeah.
And he's gotten to know it through my family. So I hope you're okay with that. Like, I feel like at holidays... It would be different if you didn't have a big family like I do. Yeah. The same number of siblings.
Listen, as long as Austin's okay with it, like, Marco can do whatever he wants.
No, really. It is okay.
Where
because,
I'm at.
Because I get it. He doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving.
Well, you're and very kind.
Also, they have a really close connection. Marco,
we're family.
And
Marco's family. Marco with Kevin, the McHale clan.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's very big of you, Austin. And very nice of
Marco's
you.
Marco's like in the family, hanging out, doing things. I'm like, when I go there, I'm in the corner.
I get it.
But I have to say that
or baking.
You get like a million billion points for that.
It's Austin, huge.
That's huge. As the other significant other in the room, I will say,
you know, like, I've never seen it that way.
You get like 25 gold stars.
You've never seen it that way?
No, I've just seen
this
it as
only
like
happens
Austin
because you sort of allow it. Like,
yeah,
I wouldn't
take it
if you were really adamant about like, no, I hate this, it makes me feel uncomfortable, then
but, like,
I wouldn't do it.
For the first bit it was painful, like it was hard to like be okay with it. Now I just like, you know, like there was never a time where I was like,
whoa.
It was really hard the first.
I didn't get that side of it.
Well, because it was a complicated, so in the beginning, I think it was hard to establish how often do I hang out with Marco. Are Austin and Marco okay being around each other? And so in the beginning, it was finding that balance of me having been with this person for almost 8 years.
Right.
And him being a part of the family. And we split up, and it was like not that dramatic, really, as it could have been.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think myself and Marco adjusted to our new dynamic. But it's like we also have to give like Austin needs time to catch up to speed of our really unique relationship, but we're still going to be friends.
You know what, Kevin?
After this.
Tradition.
I will say though, yes, it started out that way, but now my most recent birthday, my 26th birthday, Kevin's like, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. I mean, whoever comes, like, but as long as Marco's there, like we're friends now.
You know,
we text each other.
He said he wanted Marco and our friend Cleo to be there for his birthday.
Aww.
And then we were silent, and he goes, I can't believe I just said that. So, yeah, we're straight up going to Marco's house.
You're like you're like Gwyneth and Chris.
No, so I, you know, everybody made fun of the conscious uncoupling.
Yes.
And then like 6 months ago, something happened. I forgot what it was. And then I was like, oh, I get it now. Because they go on vacation uncoupling. Together with their significant others.
It's See? Good.
But I should put out there, it's not that I don't trust Kevin. It's not. It has nothing to do with him. Like, I have just learned.
Well, clearly, you're more understanding than most people would be in this world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. We're on the good side of it.
Everyone's on your side in this.
I just don't want people to think, like,
oh, no.
I have a reason to be worried. You know?
No.
No. Once you see us around each other, then you're like, oh, yeah, there's nothing to be worried about.
I got that tongue locked down.
I would like to. Have I got something for you, boys? Do you have a lucky man in your life? Has he ever complained about being shafted on holiday gifts? This holiday season, give him something that he's actually going to use. From Manscaped. Manscaped is number one in men's grooming below the belt. Right now, get 20% off and free shipping with the code SHOWMANS at manscaped.com. Let me tell you, there have been some traumatic times where I have seen some unruly bodies, and it is not okay, especially during the holiday season. Y'all better clean it up, okay? So let's not beat around the bush. Manscaped is exactly what the man in your life needs this holiday season. Keep him trimmed and smelling great with the Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0. It includes the Lawnmower 2.0, which has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology, the Crop Preserver, the Crop Reviver, and a pair of Manscaped boxer briefs. Trust me, he'll go nuts for it. Get the right tools for your family jewels by using code SHOWMANS at manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping. That's SHOWMANS at manscaped.com. Manscaped.com. It's tender, loving care for what's down there. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to Showmance.
Make sure you go to the episode description and check out all our sponsorship deals.
Our sponsors are the reason Showmance is completely free to download.
And they can hook you up with great deals on stuff you love, stuff you need, and cool gifts for your friends and family.
Oh my God.
It's getting spicy.
I would like to pose this episode like we would do any normal episode, even though we all know each other pretty well.
But the people don't. The public.
Oh, my God.
First impressions.
First impressions.
I want to hear David's first impressions of Jenna.
Well.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait, you're going to tell them.
I want to tell them your impression of me.
Oh, I'm excited.
No, I'm just kidding. For people who don't know, David and I met on a dating app. So it depends on which impression you're asking about.
I want to hear about the dating app impression, and then I want to hear about the in-person impression.
Yeah.
Great.
And then I want to talk about our impressions of your guys'.
I was really hoping this was like, we're doing impressions of each other.
Oh.
Ooh, that could be fun.
Ooh,
too.
You're good at impressions.
Yeah, I don't think I can do
we
that.
Don't do
no,
that.
No, we don't do that. We're not actors.
No.
Okay.
We don't do improv.
We don't do that.
David. So. You see, you're swiping away.
Oh, I was swiping away. I was swiping away for a while. So I was on dating apps for a while before Jenna and I met. I kind of snatched her off the market. Right when she moved back to Los Angeles, we met on a dating app.
My first and only dating app date.
That's right.
Mm.
That's right. No time
wasted.
Wait,
I'm sorry. Your first date on the dating app?
I joined that dating app.
Oh.
And then he was the first person that I spoke with and that
gotcha. First and last person.
Oh. Yeah, first and last. Okay.
So my first impression.
Yeah.
So my first impression when I saw her picture before we even connected or I even messaged her was I didn't think it was actually her. Right, so I'd seen the show. I'd seen
Catfish.
Oh, he's a fan.
Wait, how many seasons of it did you see? How many episodes?
I watched at least the first two seasons and probably part of the third.
Okay. So you knew.
Like right away. And I was I'd been a fan of the first two seasons. And so I see her picture and it just says Jenna and I'm like, there's no way it's like this person. I'm like, no, there's like a 60% chance this is some like weird dude from New Jersey who like lives in his parents' basement or something, you know? Oh, so I almost, and the only piece of advice I've ever gotten from either of my parents, from my dad in this case, because they're all in the film and television space, is he said, maybe don't date an actress. Implicitly saying like, because they're batshit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are.
So I kind of thought about it and I was like, maybe there's a chance and I like the show. And she had this one picture I forget where it was from.
It was the Tony red carpet.
Tony red carpet. I didn't know that at the time, but she had this great kind of luminescent smile, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to write to her. So I said, great smile. And that kicked off a conversation.
That was it. Because I didn't get his profile. So, like, I didn't get to even, like it or comment on it.
So you just saw him up in the DM.
Yeah, he slid into my DMs.
I also love that you had on your profile
a Tony red carpet
photo.
Hey, listen, there were, like, 7 photos, and it had just happened. So I was, like, beaming in this smile.
Of course.
And I was like, this is a good photo.
It was a good photo. It was cropped. It was a good photo. I liked it.
Like, she paid for that dress, probably. Like,
you know it.
Yeah.
Okay. And so
well, then we started messaging.
Yeah.
And then I still wasn't convinced it was her, though.
You were like, send me a photo of you with the current news.
Yeah. I did send you a photo, too.
Did you?
Yes. But I didn't know if you knew, like, not who I was, but that, like, I was in the industry at all, which is an idiotic thing to think if I posted a red carpet photo, but it's fine. So we chatted, right?
We chatted. And as we were chatting, though, a couple of times, I think I checked, like, Twitter or Instagram, and I was like, oh, like, she's at the Aspen Ideas Festival reading short stories.
Yeah.
And
it's matching up.
It's all matching up. So my degree of confidence increased. And
smart.
But we, like, texted for 5 hours.
Yeah.
It was, like, nonstop. I've, like, never done that with somebody, especially when you don't know somebody that well.
Yeah, we chatted about everything.
No.
I always say, like, when people, even if it's just friends, not necessarily, like, romantic relationships, when you have that... Everybody has that moment where you either text or talk in person with someone for an insane, stupid amount of time upon first meeting someone, then you know it's good. Like, that's a friend or relationship that's going to be good.
Yeah, yeah. So we chatted for a while, and then we continued to, like, chat a little. We finally did, like, the texting thing. We're like, this is my number.
Yeah.
And then...
But I think I asked you out at the end of that, like, first text. I was like, let's get some dinner.
We should, definitely hang out. But we didn't make a plan yet. And then, like, over the next week, we chatted a little, and then finally he made a date. He was like, do you want to go Friday? I was like, finally, like, we have an actual date. Because I feel like my experience on other dating apps is, like, everybody talks, but nobody actually meets. So, like, I was like, this guy is too good to be true. This is very exciting.
Were you at any point, like, weary of if this person was, like, a big fan, or, like, were you like, I'm not sure if this is like...
He was, like, so unassuming that I was, like, worried that he didn't know what I did, that it was like I was like, if we go out and it goes well and I have to, like, break the news that, like, I've done all this crazy stuff and he gets scared the shit away, like, that's gonna suck. So I was, like, the opposite end of things.
Break the news, I'm so sorry, I'm an actor.
No, it's true, you know.
Check,
you don't
please.
Know
check, please.
But
actually, though, on our first date, so we meet, we sit down.
God, the worst.
But what was you see her in person for the first time?
Because you first still didn't think he didn't think.
So you're like,
oh my god!
Oh, thank God!
And well, like, I think I was like 90. I mean, it was like that last 3%. But we met at a spot called Evely up on Sunset, which has, like, a really nice, like, porch, outdoor kind of a thing. It was, like, summertime, and no, she just walked up and she looked. She looked great, and she was
so cute.
I was nervous, I was excited, and all the things you feel when you're excited about somebody.
Yeah.
You feel like, not like a waste, excited. You know, sometimes you go on a date and you're like, this could be whatever, but, like, this was a date where I was like, a couple weeks of build up, was really excited about it.
Yeah, the payoff
was great. Didn't let down,
Six hour first date, 7 hour first
date. Yeah, it went on for a long time.
I was just about to ask.
Yeah.
6 or 7 hour first date?
We went to, like, 3 different locations.
Okay, I was like, did you say, like, was your bill at Evely
$1,200? No. But there was one point where I was like, because I protect myself a lot, and I hadn't been in the dating scene, and was like, I'm a total introvert, like, you know, I'm in bed by 10, like, I turn into a pumpkin, and then, like, that night to gauge, like, where I was at, he was like, so are you going to turn into a pumpkin tonight, or are you going to go somewhere else? And I was like, this is cute.
Cinderella
in the middle of that dinner, as soon as we sit down, we literally sit down, and somebody walks up, and this never happens, and goes, oh my god, hi, are you Jenna? And I was like,
oh god.
And it was, like, a client that I had worked with doing, like, a campaign, a deal, and they're like, oh my god, we're from, like, Minneapolis. And, like, I was like, "This is David."
Oh. It was totally cute though. It didn't deter me.
I was horrified.
Well,
mortified.
Had you known that he was already a massive fan,
right? Of course, right. That would have been great. I'm like, good for my ego. Makes me look real good. No, and then they went away. And then like 20 minutes later, I mean, we had not even ordered drinks. We had not like said like more than 20 words to each other when these people came over. And then they came over again. We're like, "Excuse me, can we take a photo for everybody?" And I was like,
"The same people came back."
Yes, and he was like, "I'll take it for you."
Yeah, I was like, "I'll take the photo." Like, it's cute. It was fun. I was like,
"Train him early."
Horrifying. But we didn't speak about Glee at all until like our third date, I think. And I was like, "I still don't know if he knows I was on the show. I don't know."
But we talked around it, though.
Yeah, we talked about
enough things like
Groff and
like all the Broadway mostly
references.
Yeah.
Are you well versed in Broadway?
No, I'm well versed in film.
More well versed than anybody in the entire world.
Yeah, but more Broadway a tiny bit, but not as much now.
No, I at least get that because, like, in film and TV, he's like, "Oh, this person, in this film in 1996," and I'm like, "Oh God, I really this is my career."
Yeah, but you're building your production empire.
Thank
you. He can just like help cast everything.
Totally, or just like a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, moving on.
Wait, I want to talk about. Though you called me after your first or second date with David, and I remember I was in the recording studio and you FaceTimed me, and I was like, "This is weird." We hadn't talked actually for a couple weeks, and that which doesn't normally happen. And then you're like, "So I'm sort of dating someone," and I remember immediately this feeling took over my body. I'm like, "Oh,
yeah,
well, that's that."
Yeah,
I have no idea why. I've known some people you've dated before, and I've never gotten that feeling. Yeah. And
How long have you guys been together?
Us, like a year and change.
Because I feel like I remember that. I remember Kevin saying, "I think this is it."
Yeah, I was because in like how you were talking about him,
I was like, "Well, I met somebody."
Wait, and I was just like, "How old is he? What does he do?" and I was like, "Wait. Okay, so on paper, all this matches up, but also on your face, all this is matching up."
But also, you're very intuitive. I imagine
you felt the spirits.
I did immediately. I was like, "Oh,
this is
okay."
It.
They're telling you,
and I didn't even feel bad about saying that or thinking it or telling people that I thought that.
Right,
like a jinxing. I'm like, "No, this is done."
Yeah, I love that. Deal.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
I mean, no pressure for you guys.
Yes. To have the Kevin approval without even meeting him.
Yeah. And then I met him.
Such
I was
an
like,
honor.
I was like, as long as he's just not like a murderer, you know? I was like, he's so built up in my head. You never know.
Playing the long game.
Yeah. You know. I mean, you could be.
Like, you know, David, what? All my true crime dreams come true.
Oh, it's true. You're like, at this point, okay, murder me.
I mean, you know.
End up in a crime podcast.
That's what happens. Okay.
Dave would be the secret murderer. Austin would be like the obvious murderer.
The not-so-secret
Like, at least you knew from day one. Like,
Yeah. Exactly. Before we continue, let's give a shout-out to our favorite mobile game, Best Fiends. That's Friends without the R. It's a mobile game with an epic story and challenging puzzles that engage your brain. Each level requires strategy, and you get to collect tons of super cute characters. Best Fiends is a 5-star rated mobile puzzle game on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Download free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. And you don't have to be a hardcore gamer to enjoy Best Fiends. Anyone can play it. I can attest to that. I am terrible at games, and I am on level 339. Best Fiends is so good that it has 100 million downloads globally. There's new levels every single month, and it's a great game for when you can travel, when you're on a plane, on the subway, on a boat, in the club. Also can attest to that. Have played it at all those places. Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collects tons of cute characters. Best Fiends is a 5-star rated mobile puzzle game on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Download free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Okay, Austin, your turn. the giggles. The giggles.
So ours was not so meat cute. Ours was,
no.
Well, okay, so let me... So it's actually pretty funny if you try and picture it. So we were both... We had a showman. Well...
It wasn't romantic.
So we were working on When We Rise,
a miniseries. Go watch it.
It's very
about,
good.
It was about predominantly the gay rights movement that for the most part, took place in the 70s, and then there's a time jump. But that's our chunk of work on the show was in the 70s. He was on an episode that was about the AIDS epidemic. Mm-hmm. We both played real people, mm-hmm. and I don't know why. Like, I'm a nice person, and on set I'm nice to everyone, and like I am. No, don't put that out there. I'm a nice person.
No, you are a nice person.
But this, I don't know what happened.
You give off an impression.
It might have been, whatever, I'm not going to.
No, wait, let me just say that before I did the miniseries,
yeah.
I obviously, like, every scene I had was with this Austin P. McKenzie. And I was like, who is this? And then I was like, oh, wait, he was. And,
oh,
like,
yeah, this is, you should tell
the
this.
The Deaf West
fun.
Spring Awakening. Like, yeah. Okay. So then I texted a couple people that I knew in New York. And one of my friends helped produce-ish Spring Awakening. And I was just like, hey, guys, next week I have to go to Vancouver to film this thing. Every scene's with this guy. How is he? And everybody had the exact same thing where it was either like, he's quiet, he's a little cold.
No.
But not. No, so. No, so. Which helps explain. You are the. I will just preface this.
Okay,
just say you are the nicest, sweetest person ever. However,
yeah.
Upon first impression, because you are mm-hmm. really such an introvert and quiet.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard for you in social interactions when you're just meeting people. So when people, I think, come, when people mm-hmm. are
totally.
In their own heads in those situations, and you people like me who's that. More extroverted, those people can seem like, oh, that person's just being a dick. We're like, no, maybe mm-hmm. the social setting is really hard and stressful for them.
No, I can approve that, like, yes. for sure. I can come across. Yes.
Yeah, that's what, cold. You are not cold, you're not mean. It's right. I think it's a perception sometimes because you're quiet.
But what I'm about to say is going to ruin it. Because it was like a hard day, it was a long day or something, I was tired, I had this
perm.
this big perm wig on, and if you haven't ever had a wig on for an entire day, it really hurts your head. It really hurts. And I was just in a bad mood for some reason. I walked into the makeup/hair trailer to get ready for the next setup or something like that, and I think I had my headphones on, and there was this like boy that was sitting, and he was like getting some makeup done, and I was just like, I don't know who that is, whatever. And I sat in the hair chair to whatever, fix my wig or whatever, and then one of the makeup people,
so
was like,
I was there. It was my first day on set. I wasn't working yet, but there I was meeting with the hair and makeup people because I was going to have all these lesions on me. Right.
So you should imagine that first. So I'm in this 70s getup with the big perm wig.
Yeah.
Kevin's sitting in there with his like regular modern clothes on, but they're putting AIDS lesions all over his leg.
Oh,
and on his feet.
This is
on his feet.
Romantic,
and
there's nobody else in the hair and makeup trailer.
Right.
It's me on the far left end with makeup, and Austin's in the far right end with hair. And Wendy, the head makeup artist, was like, oh, go meet Austin. I was like, oh, I'm like, okay, here we go.
Oh my God.
And then I go down there, and I'm like sort of standing next to his chair, and he's like, literally, I couldn't be more invisible. And he's like staring across, and then the hair lady turns his chair, takes out his headphone, and goes, Austin, say hi.
Oh my God.
And he's like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. And then that was it. I'm like, okay. But in my head, I'm like, challenge accepted.
Yeah. But also, in our defense, like, Kevin and I on set, when they were guest stars, would be like, it'd be based off of our mood that day, if we were going to be nice to them or not.
Well, so, and I'm very understanding. And so I wasn't like, oh, he's awful. I'm like, first of all, dude is the lead in this entire thing.
Yeah.
They're shooting two episodes right now.
Yeah,
and he's doing a whole hair changeover from a different decade.
Yeah.
Where in real life he has a perm, and I see that they're putting like another permed wig on top of him.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be like, I can't believe he didn't get up and say, I'm like, no. Like, he's working. Cool. I'll see him when I come back to actually do the scenes, and we'll see what happens. Also, I'm someone who like always wants people to like me.
Yeah.
And I feel like the challenge was, I'm going to make him be my best friend.
Well, yeah, I think we had a similar reaction. I think the meanings maybe are a little different, but I think we both were like, oh, I'm going to get him.
Oh, yeah. Get him. You thought you meant it in a different way.
Yeah, I was more like, oh, yeah, I'm going to trick him.
Oh, my God.
But so you guys, so I like how you guys are saying the whole Glee thing was like really not put out there. After I think our first one of our first days working together, we were sitting in this van on our way back to the hotel, and there was someone in the car.
You said something before this that made me know that you knew it, because the first day when we just met, I was like, he has no idea who I am. Mm-hmm. He doesn't give a rat's ass. Like, and then the next day, it was earlier in the morning, we actually had a scene, and he's
by the way, our first scene together, I'm back in my 70s, get up, and Kevin, I think it was cut out of the show.
It was cut out of the show.
For some reason, he was in a nun costume.
No!
a full nun's outfit.
Wait.
And they were intentionally not putting makeup on me.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, I looked great.
Why can't we see this deleted scene?
I want to see this.
But I want you to finish, but... my first approach to I'm gonna get him. We were in an office. There was a typewriter, and we're waiting, waiting for the camera to get ready or something. We're all standing there, and I'm like, okay, how am I gonna trick him? How am I gonna get him to like me? And on the typewriter, I think this is how it happened. On the typewriter, I just started typing out my phone number, and then I gave him the paper.
Yeah.
Whoa! No. Awesome. That was very forward.
But yeah.
No, I think.
It was something similar to that. I think I typed out my phone number.
What?
I love that.
I think you typed down mine. Or something.
No.
Because then you lost the paper.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I typed down his number.
Yes.
Oh, you're like,
I lost the paper that night.
It worked out because I didn't have his number. But there was sort of an annoying background actor that day who was trying to get everybody's number. And you're like, you just don't do that.
Oh my god.
But it sort of worked out for me and Austin because here's my number.
I know we're talking about this a lot, but there's just so many great components to the story. What were you saying
about
he said something ugly.
Yeah, so we're in hair and makeup next. He's like, oh, I think my friend Ali Stroker knows you.
Yeah.
I was like, check that one off the list.
Ali was on good.
But even further, so we're in this van after our first day of shooting together. There was another person in the van. I'm not going to say their name, but another person in the van who we just really were not vibing with.
Mm-hmm. Speak for yourself.
This person was
a great time.
In this moment, this person was just
talking so much to the driver.
And this show was heavy.
And at the end of the day, you're like, I just want to go home.
And it was just we were both very frustrated. That's the setup. We're sitting across from each other, or side by side. I have my headphones in, trying to tune out this person. And then another way that I was like, I'm going to get him, I take out one of my earphones and I'm like, do you want to listen so you don't have to listen to this person talking?
Oh, it was
what? Yeah.
And what did I put on?
Glee.
I put on Don't Stop Believing.
Stop, Austin. Well, that's the way to Kevin's heart.
So I was texting.
Wait, this is crazy.
I was texting.
I just wanted to test the waters. See,
I was texting our friend Blake. Our friend Blake in New York.
Yes.
And I was sort of updating him on all things Austin.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm trying to figure this dude out.
Yeah.
Like, help me. I don't really know what the deal is. I'm like, oh my god, he just gave me his headphone. I'm like, we're sharing headphones.
Oh my god!
The first song you put on was actually.
Oh yeah.
They're like, I don't want to set the world on fire.
It's like a 1940s song.
So it wasn't Glee,
but it was no. But and it, then the immediately song. Goes into. Bum, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum. I was like, you've got to be shitting me. And I look at him and I take out the headphone.
It landed.
And
it was
I was
good.
Just like,
it was good.
Okay, but Blake was like, you're full on in a Nora Ephron movie. I'm like, I am. I'm like, it started with a typewriter, and then he gave me his headphone and playing this romantic, like 40s music. And then Don't Stop Believing. I'm like, okay, so he's funny as well.
Wow.
And romantic. So he's a whole mystery, which is really effective.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a bold move.
Mind you, it took several months for Kevin to finally... Actually, he didn't even tell me. I was in his bedroom, first time in his house.
Okay.
That's when I saw the picture on the wall of his boyfriend.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wait, should we even put this in?
Hold on.
This is not good.
We can talk about it.
Lot thickens.
First of
all. And then I was like, oh, I should probably go. And
you literally ran out of my house.
I'll see you never again.
But I will say this. I was in an open relationship.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as if...
You were...
Also,
wrong.
We hadn't hooked up or anything at this point. So it wasn't
But the magic was in the air. We both knew it was
obviously.
It was heading towards the right direction. And at some point, because this is what I struggled with being in an open relationship and why it ultimately, I think, was one of the reasons why it didn't continue, was that whole, I'm interested in this person, but in an open, physically open relationship, we can go hook up with other people. You sort of have to be like, from go,
right.
Hey, by the way, here's the deal.
Right.
Because you don't want to like lead somebody on.
Yeah.
And then because Austin and I, it didn't start out in some sort of like, oh, this is going to be
it was
some hot and heavy.
I always tell people like, I don't know if you've ever but we were like best, you're my best friend like for months.
So I didn't know how at some point after like 3 weeks and like I didn't know how to then bring it up. I was like,
it was like too far in.
Yeah.
I was it's like when you don't hang out, talk to a friend for so long because you're like, it just isn't going to be a really long catch up.
And so he, so he was like leaving my house. He's like, who's that? I was like, oh, I guess here we go. I was like, that's my boyfriend. He's like, oh, okay, bye. And literally ran up the stairs and out of my house. Like, okay.
So you guys worked together first before you became, you had your friend, your showman's friendship.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Kevin, we worked together first. David, we worked together first.
Yeah, for a while.
You worked on something.
We worked on something. We were not we did not work together first.
No.
We're going to open a vineyard at some point, so we are going to work together at some point.
I think you guys are going to work a lot together.
Wow, I can totally see that.
I don't know.
We'll see.
That would be interesting. I don't know that we will work together.
We're both pretty...
No, I see the vineyard. I see the vineyard.
The way that David also presents friendship and work is very interesting. Do you want to share? The way you
I'm not sure where you're going with this, so I want to hear, actually.
No, and you know how you say, like, either one comes first. You have to pick.
That's true. That's true. I think...
Can you explain
if you're working with a close friend, and I've had experience like this, some that would have worked really well, and others that have not, where if you're working with a really close friend, either the friendship comes first or the work comes first. And I think you can do either, but you have to just be conscious of which kind of side of the equation that you're on.
Just in general? So if you're working on... Let's say... You and I are working on a project.
Yeah.
And for that project, the work has to come first or the friendship comes first? Or is it within the friendship completely as a whole, it has to either be business or friendship first?
Good question. It depends. Right. So when you go to work with somebody and the majority of your interactions and time spent together is actually work, then work is the thing that actually, like, this is a professional relationship first. But if most of the time is actually friendship, which I actually would argue is the two of you, right? Like, you work together, but most of your time together is friendship.
And when we do work, it's friendship.
Exactly.
Like that's what it felt like working with Kevin. It was just like, we're just friends.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. But you have to be, because it can get really tricky sometimes. Right. And there are times where working with even, like, really close or best friends can really screw things up.
Mm.
And I've been there once or twice.
David, can you talk about what you do for work?
Absolutely.
I want to learn more about you.
Okay, you guys. If you want to learn more about David J. Stanley and Austin P. McKenzie, tune in next week for part two of Significant Others to hear about my David, if we ever could work together, Enneagrams, and a newlywed game with the boys. So tune in next week for part two. Thanks for listening. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to Showmance with us. And get new episodes every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jenna Ushkowitz.
Follow me on Instagram at Kevin McHale and on Twitter at Druidude. And make sure to subscribe to the show and leave us a nice rating and a 5-star review, of course. And spread the word.
See you next week.
Bye.